That has got to be the coolest sports song ever. 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 738, 720 WGN. Phil Menicki in for John Records Landecker. He was the public address announcer for the Chicago Blackhawks dating back to the old barn, the Chicago Stadium. He is a walking encyclopedia of hockey knowledge. I am proud to consider him a friend as well. He's Harvey Wittenberg. Harvey, welcome back to WGN. Thank you for joining us, sir.
My pleasure.
In this crazy year that was 2020, the new season for the Chicago Blackhawks is not starting off all that well either. Now, is it?
No, in a period of the last week, you're losing three top-line players.
Right.
First, your two top centers on the team.
Yeah.
Jonathan Toews, who's developed an ailment that he can't start the training camp next week. And Kirby Dach in kind of a freak accident in the preliminary game in the junior championships, and he was named team captain for Canada.
Right.
And he went out, and of course, a few days before, Nylander, who was seventh in team scoring last year at 10 goals, he had hurt his knee in the playoff and then re-aggravated and had surgery, so he's going to be out. So both Dach and Nylander are going to be out, looks like, the regular season.
Right. Right. And with Jonathan Toews, we don't know. I'm going to read a quote here. This is from him. He said, "This offseason, I've been experiencing symptoms that have left me feeling drained and lethargic. I am working with doctors so I can better understand my condition." We don't know anything more than that, but that doesn't sound very good now, does it?
No, no. Especially Jonathan Toews is one of these players that, you know, he gives it 100% every time.
Right.
Plays both ends of the ice.
Yeah.
Penalty killing, power play, and one of the top center faceoff men in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very complete player and team captain. So who does the C go to now?
Well, you've got, your alternate captains, which Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, if he's back and be able to play, he's also an alternate captain. And the coach will get together on the third. Most, like some teams who don't name a captain, they have three alternates. So.
Right, right. And Patrick Kane has been the third, basically.
Right, right.
So, okay. Getting back to Kirby Dach, it was really, really important for him to represent his nation in the World Juniors that is going on right now. He's 19 years old. This is his last year that he could qualify for that. And we were talking the other night, the injury that happened, it just didn't seem that bad, right?
Right. He's like bumped in the center ice. So it was in the third period. And the crazy thing is that, it didn't look that bad. And right after the collision, he took off that glove and went right to the bench into the locker room.
So he knew immediately that it was bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So 4 to 5 months for both him and Alexander Nylander. Nylander had a pretty good year last year, right?
Yeah, he was a first-round draft pick for Buffalo. He was eighth overall the year he was drafted. Of course, his father played for us, and his father played for Washington. And he's shown flashes. Like I say, he had 10 goals. He scored a goal in the last game of the regular season. That was March 11th against San Jose. So he's got a lot of promise, and some nights he looks like a world beater. So
right.
He's going to be missed. And the Hawks have signed a couple of three centers, all from Sweden, that weren't with the team last year. The newest was Carl Soderberg, who just was signed this week. He's 35 years old. He's been around the league. He's a two-way player. He still has good speed and a lot of moxie. So he's going to fill one of those gaps.
Right. Right. Other centers, Dylan Strome. Let's talk about him for a little bit. He's 23 years old.
Right. First-round draft pick by Arizona. The Hawks are trying to negotiate a deal. What happened, kind of delayed the situation with the salary cap besides, is that his agent quit the business and is working for the Boston Bruins. So he has a new agent, and that's kind of pushed the negotiations back. But Stan Bowman's pretty confident that they will sign him.
Right. Okay.
And then you've got two other guys they picked up, all from Sweden, Lucas Wallmark, where they picked up. He was playing for Carolina and then got traded to Florida. He's only 25. And Matthias Janmark, who played last year with Dallas, and he's had some injury problems, but he came on strong last year with Dallas, of course, and they lost in the finals against Tampa Bay. And those two teams are in our division in the new alignment.
Right, right. Let's talk about that new alignment. What do you think of it?
It's going to be interesting. You know, teams that we haven't seen for a while. You know, we have Nashville. Dallas, of course, was in our conference, and we're getting Columbus, Detroit, our old foe, Carolina, and Tampa, and Florida. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. The way the 56-game schedule is working, 28 games at home, 28 on the road, and in most instances, you're playing back-to-back games with the team you're playing the night before. There's only one rare instance I found that they're playing Tampa at the United Center 3 games in a row, and then when they play their last game with Tampa, it's only one game.
Okay. Tampa, the defending champions, they look good again this year, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They've had to make a few changes again because of the salary cap remains static, I think, at $28.1 million for each team. And the Hawks have a couple other new faces. And, of course, one of the biggest presences is going to be the defenseman they got from Colorado, Nikita Zakharov, who's only 25 years old. He's 6'6", and I think about 230, 240. And Soderberg played with him at Colorado.
Okay.
And he says he'll fit in very well with the Hawks and give a lot more beef to the Hawk defenses corps.
Expecting a lot from him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see if I want to talk more about the Hawks in general, what happened with the front office. There were some changes there. We'll talk that. And 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Maybe we'll get a question or two for Harvey Wittenberg. That's who we're talking with here at 720 WGN.
Here they come, moving, weaving, flying high and throwing spray. Blades flashing, sticks crashing, trying for the play. And the Blackhawks take control. There's a shot and a goal.
748, 720 WGN, Phil Minicky in for John Records Landecker. We're talking with Harvey Wittenberg. You were the PA announcer for the Chicago Blackhawks for how many years now?
41 years. The old stadium, and then the first 10 years in the United Center.
There's got to be a couple stories about the old building, doesn't there?
Oh, yeah, well, the building rocked, that's for sure.
And you were, where were you positioned in the building?
Initially, I was positioned between the penalty boxes.
Right.
Right where the official scorer was at that time. But when they put in the plexiglass, they used to have what I called chicken coop wire. When they put in the plexiglass, it caused a reverb. So they moved me up to the old press box, which was at the west end of the center, just above the mezzanine,
right,
behind the goal, on the west end of the goal.
Yeah. So, the east end had the organ.
Right.
The west end had the press box. And that was a weird space for the press box, too, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, they didn't have really broadcast facilities, so they built a gondola hanging from the second balcony at center ice,
yeah,
where the radio and TV guys went. And then they moved Pat Foley across at the first balcony on the Warren Avenue side of the old Chicago Stadium.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that that ledge was a little bit rickety,
yeah,
now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So changes up top for the Blackhawks. Stan Bowman basically got like a promotion to president of hockey operations, right, as well as general manager. What does that mean?
Well, he has more say in the situation. Before, you had to report to the president, when you wanted to make a trade. And so now the onus is on him, working with the scouting staff and the assistants around the league. And, you know, it's gotten so sophisticated with more European players now than ever before. And the Hawks have had great scouting out of Europe.
Right.
And they've had their eyes on certain players. And like I say, the additions, we got three Swedish centers now with Lucas Wallmark, who, again, they got, who played mainly for Carolina. He's only 25 years old, and he wound up getting traded to Florida. And then Janmark, who was playing in Dallas, is only 28 years old. Both are speedy players and have a lot of potential. The other guy that the Hawks picked up, which was the Hawks drafted in the second round, is Brandon Peary, who played a little bit with Vegas. And wherever he's gone, he's been a good scorer. Matter of fact, when he was with the Hawks, he won scoring in the American Hockey League.
Right, right. And we've kind of been doing that a lot, bringing players back. We did it with Sharpie. We did it with Saad. And now we're doing it with Peary. He's 29 years old. We got him from Vegas, right?
Well, he was not re-signed, so he was a free agent.
Got it. Okay. Okay. All right. The season starts January 13th. That's the season opener. We're in Tampa Bay. Our first, like, three or four games are away, I saw.
First four games. Two with Tampa, and then two with Florida Panthers.
Okay. All right. So they're. I mean, it's not obviously a bubble-type situation, but they've kind of got that in mind, so to speak, right?
Well, initially, around the league, there's not going to be fans in the stands. They hope when the virus situation and the vaccine is getting to more and more people, that they sometime during the course of the season, when it's deemed safe enough, the fans will be allowed to back in to cheer for their teams.
Right. So that's a league-wide policy, right? Because I know in the NFL, some stadiums have some people in the stands and some don't, but it's league-wide in hockey, right?
To the best of my knowledge, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, okay. And the home opener, not really that makes a difference, is January 22nd against Detroit. Back in the same, you know, conference, so to speak, right, division with Detroit. That's good. With the new lineup, we got the Florida teams in with us. We kind of got to miss Minnesota and St. Louis, right?
Yeah, they moved out to the West. And so it's going to be kind of interesting. You know, they tried to balance, I think, off, you know, the standings of the teams and what, so on and so forth. And we're so the first four teams, when the regular season ends, will be in the playoffs.
Right. Right. So there's more teams in the playoffs then, right? Well, there's...
No, there'll be still 16.
Okay.
You got four divisions.
Got it. Okay, cool. Very cool. Some other players to talk about. I'm a big fan of Adam Boqvist. Young defenseman. Yes. He's 20 years old. He's got a lot of potential and a bright future, I think, with us, right?
Oh, yeah. He looks good. And the other one that very high on is Ian Mitchell.
Yeah.
Who, finished his college career, and they've got high hopes for him. And, of course, with Zadorov, you know, anchoring, and you got Connor Murphy back and Duncan Keith, you know, and we'll see. You've got a couple other young guys that came up near the end. Nicholas Bodé, who was a top draft pick, and he's in the mix. And Lucas Carlson, who was kind of a sleeper, but he played in the playoffs, and they're high on him too. So there's going to be a lot of competition on the defensive end and the blue line, which you never can have not enough good defensemen.
Right, right. And we're pretty deep there, right? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're speaking with Harvey Wittenberg of the Chicago Blackhawks. You're still in the fold. Now, is that going to happen with you being – there's still going to be press at the games, and that's what you do now. You're the press box official, right, so to speak?
Well, I'm the press box announcer. I have been the last few years.
Right.
And I contribute to the Blackhawk webpage. And as far as I know, I'll be back in on the 22nd at the United Center in the press box.
Sounds good. Let's talk about the couple defensemen you mentioned. Well, you mentioned one, Keith and Seabrook. Let's talk about them for a little bit. Not the best contract.
Well, again, at the time, they wanted to give Seabrook the same type of contract they gave to Duncan Keith.
Right.
And, you know, Brent is a team leader in the locker room, respected by all the players. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he had three surgeries that couldn't play much last year. So hopefully he's back 100% and maybe better than 100%. So Duncan Keith is just at age 35, just keeps going. And So it's going to be interesting at back at the blue line.
Yeah. Brent Seabrook had both hips operated on and his right shoulder as well. And his contract, we've got him for four more seasons.
Yep.
He's 35, four more seasons. I just shake my head with that deal. We'll move on from there. Speaking of, we mentioned Stan Bowman earlier. Is Scotty's not involved with the team at all. Is he still?
He's still a senior advisor.
Okay.
You know, he's the winningest NHL coach with five Stanley Cups and over 1,000 wins. I don't know if anybody's ever going to top that record.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Stan calls on his father for certain pieces of advice from time to time.
How could you not? I mean, just with all that knowledge and all that history and just, man, that's a good pedigree. There's no question about that. You mentioned Connor Murphy before. Always a big fan of him. 27-year-old defenseman. Didn't get off on the right track here, honestly, with Joel Quenneville as the coach because they didn't seem to see eye to eye, right?
Yeah, there's always, certain issues. Joel was a great, successful coach with the Hawks. But coaches, they certain players do certain things that they like, and they kind of lean to them a little more. But Connor's come on strong. He was a first-round draft pick by Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's still young, and he's very solid. And he throws a lot of hits, and he's a big force. So he's going to be in the top four pairings of the defensemen.
Right.
Right.
Let's talk about the 50,000-pound elephant in the room, goaltending.
Yeah. Well, you're dealing with three young goaltenders, and Delia, he came in and he filled in when Crawford was injured.
Right.
And was considered the heir apparent, but then they were lucky to get Robin, and the Islanders didn't re-sign him. Subban was a first-round draft pick by Boston. He hasn't had that much experience, and I think he's got potential. And the sleeper is Kevin Langton, who won the gold medal for Finland. He actually has only appeared, I think it was one minute, there was an equipment change that he dressed, and I think he was just on the ice momentarily.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
But
he had
a solid career. Yeah, he's only 25 or 26.
25.
And he's had a solid career in Rockford.
Yeah.
So he's got a shot at it, too.
So there's questions there. We'll see what happens, what plans out. Who do you see being named the starter? Is it going to be that way, or is it going to be by committee, do you think?
I'm sure the training camp is going to ferret out who's going to get the shot to start off with. So you got three young guys, and they have a great opportunity.
Yeah. We've got 1 minute left, Harvey. I want to talk about your book real quick, Tales from the Chicago Blackhawks Locker Room. You've done two versions of it?
Two updates from the original book.
Okay.
So, and it's all about the Blackhawks, locker room stories, nothing controversial, a lot of cute stories, a lot of jokes the players play, and a couple stories that before the book was published would never really came out, how Bobby Hull got to wear number 9 after wearing number 16 and number 7, and the trainer, Gunzo, was the one that stuck the uniform at his locker room, and Bobby asked why he switched to number 9. He said, and Gunzo said, "You're better than those other two guys who wore number 9." Of course, he was referring to Rocket Richard of Montreal and Gordie Howe.
Love that.
And the
story.
The other story is how we got the top goalie, Tony Esposito. We picked him off of waivers for $25,000 because Montreal, after winning two straight Stanley Cups, decided they'd rather go with Roger Vachon and Gump Worsley, who was a veteran from New York, and 1 month into the season, Montreal traded Worsley to Minnesota.
Right. Lots of great stories like that. Tales from the Chicago Blackhawks Locker Room with Harvey Wittenberg. Harvey, thank you so much for joining us. Go Hawks. It's going to be an interesting year, and we'll see what happens, right?
All right. Thank you much, Phil, and happy and healthy new year to all.
Absolutely.